My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
We're back. Arts and Seizures. Mike Edison here. Judy McGuire is out on assignment this week. Joe, how's it going there? Joe King of the Engineers, we're back. We missed last week because of the polar vortex. Our first show of 2014. Can you dig it?
Happy New Year.
All right, man. Did you play out on New Year's Eve this year?
We played a show on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
at the brand spanking new Babies All Right in South Williamsburg.
And how that goes, should be mentioned that your band is the Big Ups and you got a brand new record dropping this week, right?
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow in Europe and Tuesday, like most records in the United States, so
well,
check it out.
I can't wait. The Big Ups, check out Joe King of the Engineers and his band, The Big Ups. How was the night before New Year's Eve? Was anybody out, or were they all kind of like saving their energy for New Year's Eve, which traditionally, by the way, is the worst night of the year to play a gig on, right?
Agreed.
Everybody's way too fucked up and doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, no one wants to hear music on New Year's Eve.
Usually good financially.
Well, that's Josh Stiles talking, DJ extraordinaire. And for you, spinning records is probably a good money-making up. Our guests today are Brooklyn's newest hitmakers, Daddy Long Legs.
Hey, hey.
Hey, that's Brian. Welcome back. You were last heard here on our Thanksgiving Hanukkah show.
Yeah.
And on guitar, we've got Marat, and back on the Shake 'Em Ups, Josh Stiles. How's it going, guys?
Good, man. Good to be here.
Fantastic.
Thank you for having us, sir.
Oh, man. I'm so thrilled to have you guys here, and I'm glad you're digging on the pizza. I noticed none of you were eating it with a knife and fork.
It's delicious.
I requested a knife and fork.
I feel like that was a serious political fumble on de Blasio's part.
He really got off on the wrong foot, don't you think?
He knows everyone's watching. I feel like it was an intentionally, you know, aggravating move that he did. I'm not sure why.
Maybe he was trying to like appeal to like the Bloomberg followers who actually eat the pizza with a knife and fork. The aristocracy.
The controversy.
I just want the douchebags to like me.
I don't think you have a problem there, Josh.
Oh, Italian douchebags, Josh.
So the question is to you guys. So the blues, which you guys specialize in, like pizza only has a few ingredients. So how come so many people suck at it?
It's hard to get the formula right. Yeah, it's.
Well, I think it's been a long downward spiral of crap, you know, through the years, and the name just people say the blues, and people run in horror. Yeah.
You think now, like, you know, John Mayer plays blues. You think that kind of garbage? You know what I mean?
People have an aversion to the blues. I have an affliction for the blues.
Yeah, man.
It's hard to get it right. You know, Brian. Daddy can sing it. I can't sing them, but I can play the blues on the guitar. But like, you got to be blessed, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I knew these cats like in high school. These guys who loved Jimi Hendrix, they loved Led Zeppelin, but then they would say with a straight face, "No, I don't like the blues."
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know,
well, you know, I love the Rolling Stones, but no, I don't like the blues.
Yeah, they don't dig it. You know.
Well, what I can't stand is what I call the Michelob style of playing the blues. You know, good times, good friends.
Great oldies.
Sounds like a beer commercial.
Well, it's the happy horseshit hour is what I call it.
Yeah.
Tell you what, why don't we get right down into the music? Let's whip it on our radio audience. Wow. Let them know that you guys are the real deal. And then we're going to talk about where you've been and where you're going.
All right, man.
What do you got for us right now?
This first song is off our Norton Records LP called Evil Eye on You.
All right. Daddy Long Legs.
Thank you.
been howling and I've been prowling. Let my stomach, whoa, 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 keeps on growling. Cause you know that it's true. I got my evil eye on you. Evil eye on you. My evil eye on you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Been screaming just like a demon, and Lord, you know, whoa, you ain't dreaming. You don't know, but it's true. I got my evil eye on you, evil eye on you, my evil eye on you. Yeah. Well, who, who? Well, he.
Coffin, flowers on your grave, and your soul can't be saved. Ain't a thing you can do. I got my evil eye on you, evil eye on you, my evil eye on you. Yeah. Well, who, well, he. How. Wow! Wow, yeah!
Right, Daddy Long Legs, can you dig it?
How?
Yes, sir.
Far fucking out. So for all our friends out in Radio Land who might be coming into this a little bit naked, where are you guys getting the stuff from? You write that song, and what are your influences for those who just might not have taken the Blues 101?
Yeah, that's a original song that we wrote off our debut Norton Records LP, and
influences are very varied from... I don't know, you know, G.G. Allen to Lead Belly.
Pretty much spanning the gamut. I mean, all three of us grew up firmly with our feet, you know, in punk rock. And, when we were younger guys, you know, we wanted to be in a really great rock and roll band. And to be in one, you should have some understanding of what the blues is. And so we got really into that. And then we could just kind of...
We were all in... like punk and rock and roll, you know, garage type bands, and they were all basically sort of breaking up at the same time and falling apart roughly at the same time. So the three of us started jamming together and decided to try a totally different thing than we were doing before, and it turned into this, you know.
Yeah, you guys sound very traditional, actually. You're kind of busking style.
Yeah,
in the studio.
That's our acoustic sound, you know, and
we cut all the bullshit on purpose, you know.
So yeah, I mean, we have our heavy electric blues sound, and then this is our more stripped down approach. So and we like both. But
we basically always try to take like the energy and the vibe of like the rock and roll and punk and garage we grew up loving, and have that behind like a more stripped down like brass tacks blues thing.
Well, punk rock is the white man's blues, after all.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I know that you guys understand that in the formula of rock and roll, it's always been the roll part.
Feel it, yeah.
The roll part's always the most interesting part of that formula.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Metallica rocks, but Chuck Berry rolls. You know, and the further you get away from Chuck Berry, frankly, the less interested I am in it. You know, the further you get away from that syncopation, the less.
Yeah, man.
We're more into the role.
You can't rock without the role. That's what we roll, man.
Like and dig it. So your record's out on Norton Records, one of our favorite labels, and obviously Billy Miriam, longtime avatars and vanguardians of the scene. What's it like working with such a big corporate
Billy.
Entity?
Fantastic. Hi, Miriam. Daddy Longlegs saying hi from Radio Land.
We have utmost respect for that beautiful couple.
I'm sure you have a large
huge fans and it's a great
budget for wardrobe.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah,
our wardrobe budget's off the hook.
We've been longtime fans of Norton Records, and you know, have a lot of their catalog in each of our record collections, and it's just an honor to have something out with them. And they're a total blast, really fun to work with, and they know where it's at.
Yeah, man, I think, you know, Norton's one of those labels that you don't really feel it anymore, the vibe that if it says Norton on it, you kind of know what you're getting involved in.
Exactly.
You know, which you don't really see that much anymore, where you can identify the label with the sound. We've
witnessed that firsthand by touring around Europe and stuff. I mean, people come to see us that never even heard us just solely based on the fact that Norton put us out. Yeah. So it's pretty amazing. You know, they have a dedicated following around the world.
Yeah, you guys been playing with some other Norton acts? You just guys got back from Europe, right? Yeah.
We played with Andre Williams in Copenhagen. That was a blast.
Played with Dexter Romweber in Spain.
Yeah.
That was cool.
And we play with Bloodshot Bill a lot over here on this side of the pond.
Right on. You guys, I imagine, are being very well received. I mean, people understand the blues. Spain was always the best. I mean, those people seem to understand rock and roll.
Spain is absolutely insane. And it's really hard to describe to our friends in America just how off the hook it is, because it just doesn't exist here in America. That's the reaction you get from the audience. I mean, they're so into it. It's incredible.
That's why I moved there. You know, I lived there for 3 years, between 92 and 95, and the people there just loved rock and roll.
Yeah.
And the further south you went, the further north you went. I mean, Germany, you know, I mean, it seemed like heavy metal bands and industrial bands kind of ruled the roost, but we went south, and it was people loved 50s and 60s influenced rock and roll.
Yeah, we did 2 weeks all around, like, every far reach of Spain, and there wasn't a single bad show. Every show was amazing.
Saying Españas.
And of course, we've got at least one wine expert in this room.
That's me, man. I love, me encanta vino español. You
know? Oh, that's good. You speak Spanish better than Blasio and Bloomberg combined.
Just a little bit, you know. Thanks to my Spanish.
They should hire him to do that post speech on New York One.
I'm a massive Spanish wine and food fan. Yeah. And music, too.
Yeah, the Spanish music, can you whip out some flamenco?
Me and Brian are more into corn dogs.
I just tuned to Open G, so I can't play any flamenco.
Well, that's Spanish tuning, right? Isn't that what Muddy Waters and those guys call it? Spanish, right?
I can't play any flamenco on it, though. I've been standard tuning.
Open G is Spanish, but I have no idea why.
For me, it's banjo tuning. It's Keith Richards tuning. I can standard tune, I can like fake some Spanish guitar, but I can't do it. Really.
Well, I'll tell you what, as long as you're in Keith Richards tuning, why don't we do another tune?
Yes.
You guys ready? What do you got for us next?
This is going to be off our next upcoming record, which we were working on all week long, and we finished some mixing yesterday. This one is called Blood from a Stone.
You can't get blood
song. Why, yeah. Is she high, good looking? Lord, but she takes her time. She is a rambling woman. She got a rambling mind. You can get water from a dry well. Can't save a sinner from the fires in hell. No! Lord, don't you weep. Honey, don't you moan. You can't get blood from a stone. Lord, don't you weep, honey, don't you moan. You can't get blood from a stone, from a stone, blood from a stone.
Hey, bueno, de puta madre, as they say in Madrid. De puta madre. You guys got that one down, right?
Yeah, man.
Claro,
because no one cusses better than Spanish. Yeah. That was totally Beggar's Banquet style. I could dig that.
Thank you.
Right, that's going to be on the next LP, which we've been recording with Matt Verderay at New York Head. He's amazing to work with.
Yeah.
And it's going to be coming out on Norton Records. And yeah, I would just love to thank Billy and Miriam for giving us, you know, an opportunity to do this stuff. And also a big thank you to Folk Records in Spain, the infamous twins, for
the Calimocho twins.
Calimocho twins. Can you explain to people what a Calimocho is? It's like kind of the oddest chemical.
It's
like wonderfulness. It sounds wrong, but yet it works.
Well, I think traditionally it's
the cheapest red wine and the cheapest cola
yeah,
make
but
the best Calimocho.
But, and I think it's half and half, but the Calimocho Twins version is like three quarters red wine with a quarter Coca-Cola.
Yeah, when I lived in Spain, man, I couldn't believe the first time said to me, we're gonna mix this toxic red wine, you know, like the worst table wine imaginable with Coca-Cola and a lot of ice, and you're going to love it. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
It's fucking great.
It's amazing. It's like the Long Island iced tea. Which is a sort of like chemistry set to me. In a glass. It shouldn't work pouring all that poison into a glass.
It's and quite
then,
delicious.
And then that splash of Coca-Cola, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, I can dig it.
We all grew to love it.
I prefer my wine on
top. Well, Spain's the greatest, man. Hey, Joe, the engineer, were you able to cue up that CD at all?
Oh, yeah, I got it. The CD's here.
All right, so great. So we're going to hear a song from your last record and get a little bit of your more electric, distorted...
Yeah.
A real, you know, real rough and ready sound. This is Arts and Seizures here on the Heritage Radio Network with Daddy Long Legs.
Ow!
you dig it, Daddy Long Legs, right here on the Arts and Seizures Show.
Ow!
Yeah.
Far fucking out. You must be driving those kids up into a frenzy.
Oof.
Yes, sir.
Frothing at the mouth.
Every time.
I see you guys. This whole show, you've been looking at what we call, what Judy and I refer to as the awkward date table here at the Heritage Radio Studio.
Right, it's kind of a beautiful sight.
At Roberta's here, if you can imagine. We're sort of in the fishbowl of the studio with a big bay window.
No, they're in an argument.
They can't see us, and this lady looks like...
She's riled up,
and this guy looks like he is not listening to her at all, and he's just thinking about getting in her pants.
I'm just glad we don't have to be subjected to the conversation.
Here's what I'm thinking is going on. They went on a date last night, and he went home with her, but she fell asleep before anything happened.
He couldn't get it up.
Yeah, you think? And she's looking at him like total boyfriend material, and he's like totally, you know, frustrated
because he couldn't get it up, and then he wanted to get it on this morning, and she's like, you better take me out to fucking Roberta's.
Yeah.
And he's looking around the
cat
like,
dude, this cat is so bored, and she doesn't even see it. She's like, you know, if there were a thought balloon over her head, it's like,
oh,
there's a wedding ring
now,
in it.
Poor bastard. Good luck,
now
brother.
Both smiling, so.
Well,
good luck. Keep smiling, my man.
I'll tell you what, Sunday brunch.
Right on the table. That's a good, warmed him up.
Well, he's, you know, it's like, you know, he basically just woke up and started drinking wine. He's really doing his best to get her back to her place.
Yeah, man,
I'll tell you what, Sunday brunch is a room full of blues.
Sure yeah.
enough. Can you dig it?
I'm kind of getting the blues watching this couple.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of shame in that room.
Blues and Roberta's too.
You know, I'm old. You know?
Nah.
Yeah, I'm
get
old.
Out of here.
Yeah, I'm old. And I was lucky because being old meant when I was in high school, when I first kind of got hip to the blues, which was, you know, there was no internet, and getting a Howlin' Wolf record was like a giant pain in the ass, frankly.
Yeah,
I got into it because the Rolling Stones liked it, and, you know, one thing led to the next, but to, like, truck into the city and find a record store that actually had a Howlin' Wolf record, and then find some old hippie who could actually advise me on which one to buy.
Yeah. I mean, we're just old enough to have experienced the pre-internet blues of record collecting. I mean, it was... Growing up in New York, it was hard to get a fucking New York Dolls record. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, the internet changed everything.
Yeah.
Like with getting the accessibility of stuff.
A few record stores had to go to get records in the 90s, and you know.
Yeah, I always thought the discovery process, especially with the blues, was very important. I mean,
I mean,
that was the whole Mick and Keith thing. I mean, it was like, you know, it's like, wow, you have a Sonny Boy Williams record? You know, it's like unbelievable.
Them seeing each other at the train station with Holden.
The Chuck Berry record in Dartford.
Yeah, these Chess records, like, where the fuck did you get that? Mm-hmm. I was lucky, though, being old, like I said, though. I got to see a lot of these guys. I got to see Muddy Waters a couple times.
Wow.
I saw Big Joe Turner sing a lot. I saw J.B. Hutto, who is Elmore James' nephew.
Yeah, he's like a protege, man.
J.B. was the best. We saw Otis Rush and Albert Collins and Albert King. We saw a lot. It was really good opportunity. Is anybody out there still doing it from the old guard
Lucky
that we can go and soak it up?
James Cotton is still out there playing harmonica. Actually, Billy Boy Arnold is still playing blues harmonica, and he played on like the earliest Bo Diddley records.
Yep.
So there's a few of those.
There's a handful.
But it's dwindling. And
well, Chuck's still alive.
Chuck is still out there.
Dude, have
man.
You ever had the misfortune of actually going to a Chuck Berry concert?
Absolutely.
Dude, you're from St. Louis, dude. You're from the same hometown.
I'm from St. Louis, and I grew up, you know, and Chuck Berry still performs there once a month. Actually, I grew up not far from Berry Park, you know, where his property was. And
you can go there and like watch a woman like take a bath.
Not take a shit.
Urinate. Everybody calm down.
I rode on an airplane with Chuck Berry once.
Yeah, did he pee on you?
No peeing on me. It was too early in the morning for him to be
peeing. Did he have a camera in the bathroom?
Well, we saw him at BB King's, Brian.
Yeah, and
I grabbed his shoulders.
Yeah,
I did.
And I've seen Chuck Berry so many times, it was frankly never
anything. Did you never wash your hands again?
Chuck was like always like looking at his watch the whole time, and you know he changes keys like haphazardly. He doesn't tell the band. And
the whole show's a medley because he just sings a verse, starts laughing, starts singing something else, changes the key. Like
last time I saw him, he was
doing the duck.
He was stopping and starting in between every song, and then he commented. He's like, "Well, I only fucked that song up 17 times last night." So he can do no wrong in my book, man.
Yeah,
I mean, just keep on being Chuck, man.
We love you, Chuck.
He's still the king, man.
You'll always be the king to us, Chuck.
As always, it's been that fastest half hour in radio. We're flying along. But before we go, I want you guys to tell us where we can see you, what's next, where you're touring. Tell us about the new record.
Tell them,
and You've been around the world and back again. What's in the future?
The new album will be out spring 2014. The next upcoming shows we have is January 24th, Boston at Precinct, and the 25th in Providence at Dusk.
And you'll be coming back to New York City, though, right? That last gig you guys were great with the Sonics and the Flaming Groovies.
Yeah,
man,
that
really
was a blast.
A nice big ballroom. You guys really shook it up.
We also have a bunch of shows in Austin for South by Southwest. If anyone's going to South by Southwest, look for us because we have too many to list. We have like a lot of stuff going on in that weekend, the main weekend there. And then in August we're going back to – we're doing a festival, island off Copenhagen, right?
Yeah, it's called Gutter Island Festival.
And we should be doing more European stuff around based around that festival.
The Spanish tour.
Where do we find you guys? On the interweb?
You could go to officialdaddylonglegs.com, nortonrecords.com. Find us – you know, just Google
just find,
Daddy Long
find you guys, well,
Evil Eye on you.
If I find you in the gutter, I'll buy you a bottle of wine.
Right on, man.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
It's Ben Artson. This is Seizures. Mike Edison, Judy McGuire out on assignment, but we'll be back next week with our friend Gary Lucas, one of our very favorite guitar players.
Yeah.
Can you dig it, Joji Engineer? Thank you very much. Don't forget, Heritage Radio is a member-driven network, so please sign up, join on, join in, tune in, turn on. You guys got one more? You going to take us home?
Yes, sir.
Man, let's do it.
This is Catch You On Down the Trail.
Daddy Long Legs.
Artson Seizures. Sure. See you next week.
Goodbye, my friends. So long and fare thee well. Goodbye, my friends. So long and fare thee well. We gotta keep on moving, catch you on down the trail. We gotta keep on moving, Lord, you know that time ain't long. We gotta keep on traveling, 'cause you know where good is gone. We gotta keep on rambling, got to keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friends, so long and fare thee well. Goodbye, my friends, so long and fare thee well. You know the death train is rolling, and we'll see you all in hell.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.